Todd Frogs. He lives in a bog.
He's climbing in your window, snatching your people up, trying to rip them off.
Todd Frogs, you so cool. You cool as a frog. And frogs are pretty cool, because they're like turtles, but they're not turtles. But they live in the same place, kind of, sort of. Not saying that I'm a turtle, I'm a dinosaur. I'm Floshy the dinosaur. I'm not an awkward turtle, not at all. Let's make this about you. Judges, what did you think?
Your mic will be the death of us all, sir. It sucks when a great singer has a fail mic. Grab a rock band mic, please. Or like, you know, that High School Musical singing game. Anything. There's a Glee karaoke game for the Wii. Buy that and get the mic. And then also play that game because it's epic win. The mixing was kind of low, too. I couldn't hear you very well. I love that you did harmonies. However, raping everybody out here, which seems to be a stumbling point for Erwin. On that line, though, your harmonies got way out of tempo with each other, and that made it sound sloppy. Sloppy. Nobody likes sloppy rapes. Nobody. They have to be precise, and timely, and clean. Otherwise, you leave DNA evidence. You have a great voice, but I want more performance from you. I want feeling, Todd Frogs. Where's the feeling, Todd? Catch that rapist, you magnificent bastard. But really, like, the two main things I would work on, and I know the mic thing, it's about what you can afford. Surely somebody you know, or you, surely you've got a rock band mic lying around. Doesn't everybody have a rock band mic? And it may just be like something, some mics, your mic settings. Maybe there's settings on your mic you could switch. Yeah, that's it. That's what you need. That and like work on emotion, like if you have to like, well, this song, you really, I was going to say make up a story for the song and place yourself in that role. But really, this song is pretty clear cut as far as what it's about and what the person singing is trying to get across. So I just want you to catch that rapist, Todd Frog. But you have a really great tone to your voice, and that'll take you far. But if you can get the performance thing handled, you'll be so much more epic. And I don't even think it's that you're a bad performer or that anybody's a bad performer. I think this song, again, it's kind of a silly song. So I think that people aren't taking it as seriously as I would like. I want somebody to take this seriously. So we'll see. We'll see, Todd. We'll see. But good job overall.
Todd Frogs, I don't think we've been introduced. I don't think I've ever heard anything by you before. I might have done, but I can't remember. So I'm sorry. I think the thing that let you down here was the recording itself, because I could just tell, if you listen carefully, you can tell that there is a really good singer there. I could hear, you know, you were in tune, and there were moments that sounded really, really good, but the problem was is that the music was a bit loud and the recording quality wasn't brilliant, so it was really hard to be able to hear you properly and therefore give you a suitable critique, really. I think that there were moments that I heard that there was two of you singing at once, and I don't think I heard harmonies as such. It was just sort of more than one of you singing, which would have been nicer if they were harmonies. It's just a real shame that I couldn't really hear you very well. But that's all I can really say. I'm sorry. But I did hear, I did like, so... but it's just hard to say more than that. So I'm sorry I can't be a bit more helpful to you. Okay.
I had a small amount of trouble understanding you, but as far as the singing goes, I felt like your intonation was a little bit off. your timing was fairly consistent, except for at certain parts. Towards the end, you sped up once again when you're repeating yourself in the song. You sped up slightly. Additionally, your chorus was also off, though I did feel that your pacing was rather good.
Star afar, bar, tar, yar, rar. I mean, rapping counts as long as you're rhyming, right? Yeah. So you know those words, they rhymed with the last word of the next person's name. Is that complicated? Do you follow me? Because, I mean, she's pretty far up thar. I said there, but I said thar. Yeah. So, next person up is Munistar. If I'm pronouncing that right.
So dumb, so he's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Hello? Oh, okay. It didn't break or anything. Cool. Excuse the technical difficulties, but that was the end of Munistar's performance, and now we will go to the judges. And I'm taking a break from Floshi, because she's starting to annoy me. Yeah.
Wow, Munistar. I really love the quality of your voice. It's like kind of deep and husky, and you could kind of tell even through sort of like the sort of semi-decent, you know, recording quality, that you've got such a lovely voice. I really, really like the sound of your voice, and I really liked the beginning bit as well, where not only did you put some really good harmonies in, but it was the way it built up. It's the So Dumb, I think it's Dumb anyway, the So Dumb starts really, really quiet, and then it builds up to you then moving on to the next bit of the song, and it like builds up in volume, I mean, which I really, really liked that. I thought it was really good. And I wouldn't have really put a voice like yours to a song like this, but in spite of that, it just really, it did work. I feel like Simon Cowell, he keeps saying that on The X Factor at the moment on our good old British television. And yeah, he keeps saying that quite a lot, that I didn't think it would work, but it did. Yeah, but it did. No, it was really, really good. I really liked this. I think there was a couple of pitchy moments, but I'm willing to forgive you those because I like the sound of your voice. Okay, I'm done.
I find your energy and your enunciation to be decent. I also found your intonation at the beginning and the end of a phrase to be... towards the beginning, it would go a little sharp, and towards the end, it would kind of drift into the flat zone. But besides that, I found this to be a reasonable piece.
Whoa, Munistar, look at you with your harmonies and... singing the song. Like, you're a country singer, so I wasn't sure how this would work on you, but OMG, you sang the song and didn't talk, sing it. I have one note. I don't really like over-enunciation at all, but on Run and Tell That, I felt like you weren't hitting that T at the end. It was like, Run and Tell That, Run and Tell That, Run and Tell That. So watch that. I love how your harmonies built, and did everyone hear her, you guys, on Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife? Okay, it's sung three times, or talk-sunged if you're the other contestants. The first time she did it, she had no harmony on it. It was just Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. The second time, she had one vocal track of harmony, and the third time, she had two, and the second vocal track of harmony was sung in a much higher place than the other one. And that's like a little thing that adds so much to the song, especially on like such a short a short clip of a song, you want to get as much into it as you can. And, like, I thought that everything you did, Monastar, added such a nice touch to the song. I thought you sounded great on the song. You didn't even need the harmonies, but the fact that you did the harmonies made the song even better. So just remember that, you guys. Like, just little touches like she did. That was genius. So remember that, children. Remember that.
Rochelle, snap! I can't make a rhyme out of your name, girl. What am I going to do now? I don't know. I guess I have to introduce you just the way you are. Because you're amazing just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. Because you're amazing just the way you are. Rochelle Euler.
I was attacked by some idiot in the project. So dumb, so dumb, so dumb. So he's climbing in your window. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husbands, cause he's raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Home, 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 boy.
Rochelle Euler. You make a nice creeper bed intruder singing in Gregory Brothers Imposter. Yeah. I think that was pretty cool. And now we have to go see the judges who might say otherwise. But, you know, my book, that was pretty cool.
Yay, it's Rochelle. Rochelle Euler. I always like critiquing people that I know. I thought this was pretty good. I like the sound of your voice. I think you have a nice voice. The only thing I think about this particular piece was that I think it was a bit low for you. I think you should have brought it up. I think you should have transposed it and brought it up a little bit. And I think it would have suited your voice better if you'd done that. And I think there was a few pitchy bits too. I think a bit, but most people, to be fair, are getting this song a bit pitchy because it is quite hard to sing. I mean, you wouldn't think it, but it is surprisingly hard to sing. Yeah, but I thought the energy was really good. I thought you put energy in it as much as you could. I mean, it's difficult to put any more energy in when it's such a low song. But you did. And that was sort of what made it good. Your energy and your style and your articulation and the pronunciation of your vocabulary. That's the English teacher in me coming out. So, yes, I would give this possibly a B plus. No, not really. That's just my English teacher talk again. Ha ha ha, I'm so funny. Yeah, but I liked it. I think you should steer clear of those low notes, though. If you can't do it, don't feel any shame in sort of changing it, because I don't.
At the beginning, at the end of the word projects, your note kind of went flat off a little bit. Additionally, while you're singing, you used your use of vibrato was very successful. In fact, I enjoyed it. It was appropriate to the song. Though your intonation would fall off at the end of a note or phrase, but it would regain itself at the beginning of the next phrase, which kind of made up for it. Overall, I found this piece alluring.
Oh, Rochelle. Oh, Rochelle. I know you were just dying for this song. I know it. I know how much you love this song. First thing I noticed was that your reverb came in super hard because there wasn't a lot of music when you first came in, and I guess Sakuna didn't have any reverb, so it put me off a little bit. But then it worked after that. It just threw me off a little bit. Maybe a touch too much reverb. I rhymed a touch too much. I was trying to think of a rhyme for little. A smittle too little. But that sounds somehow sexual. Speaking of that, on raping everybody out here, you went into that low talky thing you do, and I don't really feel like you sang all of this so much as Talk sang it, and I think that again maybe came down to running out of breath. And I mean, this song is all auto-tune, I get that, but you have an amazing voice. You could have done a lot with this, like, crazy, like, epic wind stuff. The other thing is, I think you let the ridiculousness of this song, like, maybe affect the performance a little bit. Because I didn't feel like you were taking it, like, seriously. Like, I didn't feel like you really wanted to find the Linkin Park rapist. Now, on parts like We Gonna Find You, I heard elements of that freaking amazing voice that I am hot for come out. So, like, I liked that. That was nice. But I think if you had straight up sung the hell out of this, you would be the clear winner tonight, because you have the voice. Granted, I haven't hurt anyone but you and Sukono, so we'll see. I may be wrong. Everyone may talk sing it tonight, and if that's the case, then I apologize to you, Rochelle. But I think if you had just, you know, done your epic vocal gymnastics, that would have just made the song so epic. I say epic a lot. Overall, for an average person, this was a great job. For you, I don't know if this is the best you could have done.